Hi, everyone. It's The Takeaway. I'm Amy Walter, here at the end of the week with you. On Thursday night, the country learned that, according to Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump knew in advance of the now infamous June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower. That meeting where Russians were expected to offer dirt on Hillary Clinton's campaign. The meeting that Donald Trump Jr. and other administration officials, including the president, all said Trump knew nothing about. CNN first reported the allegations last night, and they've since been backed up by other media outlets. So let's unpack all of this with Ryan Goodman. He's the editor-in-chief of Just Security and a former special counsel to the Department of Defense. He says who knew what and when is the big thing to find out.
So what we don't know is whether or not the president himself was aware of the meeting taking place and approved of it. That's been the kind of big question, because it would tie him to the meeting, and then the meeting itself we know actually quite a bit about. So the meeting is explicitly offered to the Trump campaign through Donald Trump Jr. as being something so that the Russian government can assist the Trump campaign by offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. That's on record. It's in emails. Even Don Jr. himself says that they, in meeting with the Russians, he assembled the top brass of the campaign. So Paul Manafort is the campaign chair, and Jared Kushner. And Don Jr. has already said that at the meeting he, quote-unquote, presses the Russian lawyer for dirt on Hillary Clinton. So that's part of what we know. And the big question is the president's connection to this kind of incriminating meeting.
So the president this morning tweeting out, "I did not know of the meeting with my son, Don Jr." It sounds to me like someone's trying to make up stories in order to get himself out of an unrelated jam. Taxi cabs, maybe? He even retained Bill and Crooked Hillary's lawyer. I wonder if they helped him make the choice. So the president clearly saying he did not know of this meeting. Let me ask you this, Ryan. Does it matter whether or not he knew about this meeting in the bigger scheme of things? And if he lied about it, what does this mean in the fuller investigation about Russia meddling and this idea of collusion or, you know, any other sort of crimes?
I think there's every reason for the president to want to deny his knowledge of the meeting, because it really does significantly raise the stakes, I would say, along three different dimensions. First, it means that he might be tied to the conspiracy on the part of the Russians to interfere in the election, because the Russians were offering help to the campaign, and this would mean that he was aware of it and approved of getting that help. That's important. And then a second is, it does set up issues of perjury, because Michael Cohen's allegation seems to be that there were multiple people at this meeting with President Trump who knew that he was aware of and approved the meeting with the Russians. If any of those individuals have already testified to Congress or the FBI and lied about it, they would be in trouble. That probably implicates Donald Trump Jr. He did tell the Senate that he did not inform his father of the meeting, which is hard to believe, very hard to believe. But now there's evidence that seems to be coming to the fore from Michael Cohen that, in fact, he had informed his father. This also could double back on the president himself. It's not just that those individuals would have lied and potentially committed perjury to federal authorities, but the bigger question is, was there a conspiracy to lie? Was there a coordination on their part? Because it's unusual. There's something deeply suspicious about all of them making these statements, and that could implicate the president. Was he involved in what would be called suborning perjury or conspiracy to lie to federal authorities? So that's the second vector. And then the third one is obstruction of justice. A former federal prosecutor, Harvard Law professor Alex Whiting, has written about this, which is the point is that the way federal prosecutors think of charging obstruction is that you basically have to have some kind of underlying wrongdoing. Otherwise, it's hard to convince a jury that they were trying to obstruct something if there wasn't something hidden that they were trying to avoid being exposed. So the greater degree to which we have evidence that the president was involved in wrongdoing in association with the Russians, it would strengthen the case for the prosecutors to bring an obstruction charge.
Do you think we are now at a turning point in this investigation with where Michael Cohen is and where he's going?
I think it is a turning point in the investigation if Michael Cohen flips and then cooperates with the Mueller team. And I think last night, in a certain sense, is a turning point, because the broader lesson we can tell from last night is Michael Cohen has information that he is willing to divulge. I think that's the big taking point. He is the president's former lawyer and fixer and has been that way for years. The amount of information that he has is potentially quite significant. And when we look back on that, the question is almost like John Dean, the White House counsel to President Nixon, was the undoing of Nixon. He couldn't survive John Dean's testifying. There's something similar in scale with the president's personal attorney and fixer flipping and potentially testifying against him. It's hard to see how the president so easily survives Michael Cohen.
Ryan Goodman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.